Half an hour after the attack, the order came to go out for another specimen. Some lieutenant brought the message. Like Kent, Schoen had been absent for quite a while. Felix and Dominguez went alone, leaving Morleone and Ling on the wall. There were ample targets. They found several ants not only alive, but apparently uninjured. They were tangled in the bodies of their dead, strung like jungle undergrowth in their path. From this grotesque trap, they managed to collect 6 ideal samples and returned to the walls in less than 5 minutes flat. They sent Ling into the bunker with the spines. Felix informed the gunnery crew chief about the live ants. Thereafter, warriors took turns manning the cannon for signs of movement. Great fun was had watching the ants extricate themselves painfully, only to have their exoskeletal hides boiled away after 2 steps. The 8th-hour order for Scouts Out meant, essentially, Felix and Railsmith. Since no activity, other than that among the dead and dying, had been sighted, they were sent ahead of the other scouts on a quick run up the runway itself to the ridge for a sighting. Felix was automatically dubious, but he followed the predetermined route, leading Railsmith up the slope between the piles of dead and the edge of the maze. He took a lot more time than the brass had wanted, however. Surprises meant a lot more outside the fort than just a report to the command platform. He needn't have bothered. They found nothing at all until they reached the dorm itself, and little there. Only a handful of ants were in sight, wandering aimlessly about outside the entrance. Felix was sure they were spotted, but though 3 of the ants carried blasters, no effort was made to attack them.
"Odd times in Antland,"
commented Railsmith, with happy relief, while Felix reported the situation. "Stay put and watch," was the word that came back to them minutes later. They obeyed without comment, sitting down side by side against a dune less than 100 meters from the perimeter of the dorm. Soon they were joined by 5 warriors bearing shovels, siliconite cylinders, and a case of blaze bombs. Felix and Railsmith got out of their way. 10 minutes later, Forward Observation Post 1 was ready. It consisted of a curved, sheltered bowl from which sightings could be made in safe, seated comfort. Then the 5 warriors left to build Ops 2 and 3 farther down the line.
"Looks like that's it,"
remarked Railsmith when they were alone once more.
"What do you mean?" Felix asked.
"The ants are finished,"
he replied. Then, when Felix was silent, he added,
"Don't you think?"
Felix considered a moment, said,
"No."
"Ah, come on, Felix. After all this..."
Felix nodded.
"And more."
Railsmith was astonished.
"You really think there's something to worry about?"
"I don't know," Felix admitted after a moment. "Maybe I'm just tired," Felix thought and keyed a stimule.
Railsmith was probably right, almost certainly. But was it just too easy? Was that it? And what was wrong with it if it was? They were sure due. Still he felt uneasy, and oddly depressed.
"Well," said Railsmith after a while, "we're sure as hell killing him. Doesn't that count for anything?"
Felix sighed.
"It never has before," he replied blandly.